This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. U.S. Senator Bill Nelson stopped at Tradition Town Hall in St. Lucie County to hear from area government and business leaders. Among the topics, the expansion of the Treasure Coast International Airport in Fort Pierce and funding that many organizations get from community development block grants, which could see cuts. Nelson also expressed concerns about proposed funding for President Trump's proposed wall along the Mexican border.
He takes money away from places like FEMA, takes money out of TSA, and unbelievably, he takes it out of the organization that is our maritime wall, the U.S. Coast Guard, taking 14% out of a Coast Guard. It's the Coast Guard that is protecting our border, interdicting drugs, interdicting traffickers, interdicting terrorists. There's just simply not going to be these cuts. The Congress is not going to allow that.
Vice President Mike Pence had tough words for North Korea during an unannounced visit to the demilitarized zone. Nelson says the situation with North Korea is a dangerous one.
This is a child dictator over there that you don't know what he's about to do. And the trouble is he's got nuclear weapons. And so I think we've got to show firmness and resolve. But at the same time, if we make a wrong move, he's got all kinds of artillery trained onto Seoul. Seoul, Korea, the capital of South Korea, is only 35 miles from the North Korean border.
Nelson also pointed out that 30,000 U.S. military personnel are stationed in South Korea. He called on China to help apply pressure on North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un.
If President Xi will step in, they get all of their supplies, all of their food into North Korea comes from China. That is the leverage point that we have if China will use it. Otherwise, we're out there as the defender of South Korea, the defender of Japan, the defender of Australia, and all the other nations in the region.
As far as Syria goes, the senator says the president is within his rights to call a single airstrike in the interest of national security.
But if it's going to be a long-term kind of thing, he needs the approval of Congress. And that is what his predecessor, President Obama, never did. And that was an unfortunate thing. If we're going to have a war in Syria, we definitely need the Congress approval of it.
Nelson says he'll continue to support funding for the veterans nursing home approved in Tradition, but pointed out that getting anything funded these days can be a challenge.
But remember, we can't even pass a funding bill. We're coming up to the end of next week, and there is the possibility that the government will shut down because some people say they want it their way or no way. Well, that's not the way you run a big, complicated country. You have to do it with a bipartisan consensus to make all of your decisions.
U.S. Senator Bill Nelson talking from Tradition, where he met with community and business leaders from St. Lucie County. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.